Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
You know, the desire to pray, I really believe, comes from deep within when we have a regenerated heart. Now, how do you get a regenerated heart? You know, the Bible says that the heart is evil and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And Jesus comes into our lives and forgives our sin when we ask Him. We invite Him to come in. You hear His voice, maybe not in an audible voice, but you know God's speaking to you. And in Revelation, we read where He stands at the door and knocks. He wants to come in. And once He comes in, He forgives, He cleanses, and He sets us free. And we have this desire then, because of this regenerated heart, to live in communion with Him. But so often when I kneel to pray, when I want to have communion with Him, I feel this sense of inadequacy or uncertainty, or all these thoughts come from all over the place of things that I need to be doing. And it seems like my prayers are blocked. How do we battle against that? How do we enter into this intimacy? I want this time together to help challenge me and you to more intimacy with Him through prayer. You know, the disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Have you prayed that prayer? That's a great prayer to pray. You say, "How do I learn to pray?" Well, He said He would teach us. Just ask Him, "Lord, teach me to pray so that I can be more intimate with You." That's the desire of His heart. He wants you to be intimate with Him. So take advantage of it. Talk to you tomorrow.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.